理课堂听 class.com。
But Sunny's a baby, Klaus said. Babies aren't supposed to have jobs.
Babies aren't supposed to have jobs,
Nero mimicked again and then continued.
Well, babies aren't supposed to be at boarding schools either,
Nero pointed out.
Nobody can teach a baby anything, so she'll work for me. All she has to do is answer the phone and take care of paperwork. It's not very difficult, and it's an honor to work for a genius, of course. Now, if either of you are late for class or Sunny is late for work, your hands will be tied behind your back during meals. You'll have to lean down and eat your food like a dog. Of course, Sunny will always have her silverware taken away because she will work in the administrative building where she's not allowed.
That's not fair, Violet cried. That's not fair,
the vice principal squealed back at her.
The stone building over there contains the cafeteria. Meals are served promptly at breakfast time, lunchtime, and dinner time. If you're late, we take away your cups and glasses, and your beverages will be served to you in large puddles. That rectangular building over there with the rounded top is the auditorium. Every night I give a violin recital for 6 hours, and attendance is mandatory. The word mandatory means that if you don't show up, you have to buy me a large bag of candy and watch me eat it. The lawn serves as our sports facility. Our regular gym teacher, Miss Tench, accidentally fell out of a third-story window a few days ago, but we have a replacement who should arrive shortly. In the meantime, I've instructed the children just to run around as fast as they can during gym time. I think that just about covers everything. Are there any questions?
Could anything be worse than this? Was the question Sunny had, but she was too well-mannered to ask this. Are you kidding about all these incredibly cruel punishments and rules? Was the question Klaus thought of. But he already knew that the answer was no. Only Violet thought of a question that seemed useful to ask. I have a question, Vice Principal Nero, she said. Where do we live? Nero's response was so predictable that the Baudelaire orphans could have said it along with this miserable administrator.
Where do we live?
He said in his high, mocking tone. But when he was done making fun of the children, he decided to answer it.
We have a magnificent dormitory here at Prufrock Prep, he said. You can't miss it. It's a gray building, entirely made of stone, and shaped like a big toe. Inside is a huge living room with a brick fireplace, a game room, and a large lending library. Every student has his or her own room with a bowl of fresh fruit placed there every Wednesday. Doesn't that sound nice?
Yes, it does, Klaus admitted.
Keeb,
Sunny shrieked, which meant something along the lines of, I like fruit.
I'm glad you think so, Nero said, although you won't get to see much of the place. In order to live in the dormitory, you must have a permission slip with the signature of a parent or guardian. Your parents are dead, and Mr. Poe tells me that your guardians have either been killed or have fired you.
But surely Mr. Poe can sign our permission slip, Violet said.
He surely cannot,
Nero replied.
He is neither your parent nor your guardian. He is a banker who is in charge of your affairs.
But that's more or less the same thing, Klaus protested.
That's more or less the same thing,
Nero mimicked.
Perhaps after a few semesters at Prufrock Prep, you'll learn the difference between a parent and a banker. No, I'm afraid you'll have to live in a small shack, made entirely of tin. Inside, there is no living room, no game room, and no lending library whatsoever. You three will each have your own bale of hay to sleep on, but no fruit. It's a dismal place, but Mr. Poe tells me you've had a number of uncomfortable experiences, so I figured you'd be used to such things.
Couldn't you please make an exception? Violet asked.
I'm a violinist, Nero cried. I have no time to make exceptions. I'm too busy practicing the violin. So if you will kindly leave my office, I can get back to work.